Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer,
yeah,
used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph.
I always feel bad for Rudolph.
Join in any reindeer games.
Then what games do reindeers play?
Monopoly.
They play.
Have you never heard that version of the song?
They play Monopoly?
Yeah, there's like a shout along version of this song, and so like after a certain set of lyrics, you shout out various things, and one of the things after they say they never let them play reindeer games like Monopoly.
Oh, okay, all right. I didn't. I guess I forgot about that. All right, Monopoly. So the reindeers like to play Monopoly.
Do they put the dice in their mouth?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they just got hooves.
Yeah, I think that's what they do. You know, reindeers know a lot about real estate. So, you know. Okay, here are some facts about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, everybody, and happy holidays to you. Rudolph was created for Montgomery Ward. Do you guys know that?
I think I knew something.
In 1939, execs for the Montgomery Ward department store decided they needed a character for the freebie coloring books that they were handing out to kids who visited Santa. That character ended up being Rudolph, who was an immediate hit with the kids. Montgomery Ward gave out 2.4 million copies of the Rudolph booklet in the first year alone. Wow. The writer who invented the character was going through a very difficult time. Robert May, a copywriter for Montgomery Ward's mail order catalog division, was the employee tasked with writing a story and creating a marketable character for the coloring book. May started the process in early 1939, but that summer his wife died from cancer, leaving him a widower with a four-year-old daughter. Though his boss tried to reassign the project, May insisted on finishing it himself. It says, "I needed Rudolph more than ever," he later admitted. He completed the story in August, though Montgomery Ward could have kept the copyright for themselves. They handed it over to a financially struggling May in 1947. Oh, that was nice. He could have been Rollo or Reginald instead of Rudolph. Now, hold on a second. Rollo? Or maybe it's Rollo.
Like the candy?
Like R-O-L-L-O. But when I see that, I think Rollo from Sanford and Son. Other names were considered before May settled on the name we all know today. Rollo or Rollo was rejected for sounding too sunny and happy, and Reginald sounded too British. Romeo and Rodney were also in the running.
Too happy?
Yeah, Rollo? Ha ha, that's a funny name.
But isn't he kind of not a symbol of happiness, but...
Who, Rudolph?
Yeah, but, you know...
Yeah.
He's a happy reindeer.
He's happy even though all the reindeer hate him.
Right.
You know?
I mean, yeah. They're jealous of his nose.
That's exactly right. It's jealousy. You know how jealous reindeer get when they're not playing Monopoly? They get jealous when somebody gets Park Place. That's when they get really mad. They put a hotel on Park Place. May's original story was a little bit different than the song. In the story May told in that original coloring book, Santa finds Rudolph while delivering presents to the reindeer village. In the story, Santa often had problems delivering gifts because no one remembered to leave their lights on for him. And in Rudolph's dark house, Santa tripped on the rug and fell flat on his back. When he discovers Rudolph and his glowing nose, a light bulb of his own goes off, and he invites Rudolph to help him drop off the rest of the drop-offs. Dutiful Rudy leaves his parents a note and then saves the day. Apparently, Esmeralda, they have functional, they're very functional hooves if he can leave a note. So I guess that they just roll the dice with their hooves.
That kind of frightens me. Thinking they have weird finger hooves.
Well, see, that's what freaks everybody out, or at least freaks people out about raccoons.
Yeah, they have claw hands.
They got those hands. They're all creepy.
They have like claw hand paws.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who's terrified of raccoons whenever they show videos of them? Steelo Brim from Ridiculousness.
Oh, really?
He can't stand raccoons. Anytime they show raccoon videos on Ridiculousness, he loses it. He, like, covers his eyes and stuff. Rudolph almost used a different method to guide Santa's sleigh. Instead of having a red glowing nose that cut through the fog, May considered giving Rudolph large head-like eyes. Headlight-like eyes that would that would light the way. After much consideration, he decided mean kids would more likely make fun of a red nose than huge eyes. That just sounds creepy, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Rudolph with big eyes, light shooting out of him.
Lasers.
Yeah. Finlanders know Rudolph as Petteri Punakuoco. Well, that's catchy. That ought to really lift right off the tongue when you're singing it.
Yeah, I'm curious how the song goes in Finnish?
In Finland, yeah. Petteri is Rudolph's Finnish counterpart, the Finnish legend of Santa Claus. Doesn't name his reindeer the same way we do, Dasher, Dancer, Donner, and so on. So the beginning of the song doesn't start out the same way. Instead of running through the laundry list of reindeer, the Finnish version translates to something like, "You remember Cinderella, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty? Little Red Riding Hood and the Grey Wolf, but this reindeer is often forgotten." Boy, that's catchy. I don't know about you. That's something you want to sing around the campfire in the Yuletide. He has a son named Robbie. At least according to the BBC, they developed three cartoon characters based on Rudolph's offspring. But the name of Robbie's famous dad was never actually mentioned. The plot line tells us that the villain of the series, Blitzen, can't stand to hear Rudolph's name. In reality, it's because the BBC couldn't get permission to use it or didn't want to pay to use it. Blitzen is the villain?
I'm amazed Rudolph has kids.
Yeah. Rudolph is in the TV special. He's like two.
Yeah, he's a baby.
He's got a little baby voice. The Rudolph song was recorded a decade after the character was invented. It was May's brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, who wrote the lyrics for the famous song. Gene Autry recorded it. Autry nearly passed on the tune, but his wife urged him to give it a shot. More than 150 million copies sold. It's now the second best-selling Christmas song ever, right behind Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Covered by many people. You see, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. You see how I like to keep everything professional on this show? Songwriter Johnny Marks specialized in Christmas songs. We have him to thank for Rudolph, but I heard bells on Christmas Day, rocking around the Christmas tree, silver and gold, and a holly jolly Christmas, and a bunch of other lesser Christmas songs. The irony, Marx was Jewish. Did he write Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel? Do we know who wrote that? Rankin-Bass wasn't the first to feature Rudolph on screen, though the 1964 Rankin-Bass stop-motion TV special is the longest-running holiday special ever. It wasn't the first to bring Rudolph to screen. The honor goes to Fleischer Studios, which copyrighted the cartoon in 1948 as an advertising for Montgomery Ward. The puppets used in the Rankin-Bass show were rediscovered in 2006. When they resurfaced, they did so on the Antiques Roadshow in 2006. Wow. Not all of them, just Santa and Rudolph. A woman who worked for Rankin-Bass had stored them in her attic since at least the 70s. Prior to that, she let her kids play with them. Rudolph lost his red nose. Let's not even talk about how Santa lost his eyebrows. The puppets were fully restored for their trip to Antiques Roadshow and since been displayed at the Center for Puppetry Arts. The new owner hopes that the puppets can go on tour so more people can enjoy them. And then finally, the song is still copyrighted. Along with Jingle Bells, Deck the Halls, Silent Night, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a Christmas staple. Unlike those other three songs, however, Rudolph is still copyrighted and his image is trademarked. The makers of Rudolph's Reserve Ale found that out themselves the hard way in 2003. They later had to change their name to Rude Elf's Reserve. So there you go. You can't mess around with Montgomery Ward. Is Montgomery Ward still around? Are they?
I don't think so.
There used to be one. The one that I would go to was in Lincoln Township Mall in Lincolnwood. That was the one that I would go. That was my first credit card ever, was a Montgomery Ward's credit card.
They still have a website.
Okay. I wonder if there are any locally. Interesting. That's where it all came from, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, Esmeralda, you can ambush people at parties with all the information that you know about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I'm just going to do it on the street.
You just stop people on the street. You say his name could have been Rolo?
Yeah.
So.
Did you hear about that one?
All right, we got a break here. The news is coming up next, and after the news, our own Kevin Powell is going to join us, and we're going to talk sports and catch up with K-Powell.